It is Thanksgiving, but that hasn't stopped the president from responding to a rebuke from Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts. The rare back and forth between a sitting president and the head of the Supreme Court started earlier this week when Trump criticized a federal judge from California's Ninth Circuit who ruled against his policy on asylum for migrants. He called the judge an Obama judge. Roberts responded with a statement that, quote, "We do not have Obama judges or Trump judges, Bush judges or Clinton judges. What we have is an extraordinary group of dedicated judges doing their level best to do equal right to those appearing before them," end quote. To that, Trump tweeted that Roberts can say what he wants and should study the numbers. And today, speaking at Mar-a-Lago in Florida, where he's spending the holiday, the president called the Ninth Circuit a thorn in our side.
A judge that knows nothing about it decided to take law enforcement into his own hands, and he gives a ridiculous ruling. So we'll appeal it. But it makes the job harder. We're still doing the job perfectly. But it makes the job harder, and it makes the job more dangerous. Because a judge made a ruling that was shocking. Okay?
He also tweeted today that there will be bedlam, chaos, injury, and death unless his policy stands. Supreme Court watchers say it is unlikely Roberts will respond. Well, some of our listeners might remember Robin Young's expedition to see the annual migration of the snow geese in Vermont with her late Uncle Lachlan McLaughlin Field. At the time of her visit, Uncle Locke, as Robin called him, was 88 and starting his battle with Alzheimer's. He died just before Thanksgiving 2004 at the age of 91. And Robin will always treasure the memory of that visit.
The snow geese, thousands of them, touch down every fall at a refuge called Dead Creek. My Uncle Locke had taken me there once to see the brown Canadian geese, but I wanted to see the snows. My cousin Peggy kept writing this fall, telling me that the snows had arrived. Finally, I got the subtext of her postcards. The leaves were falling. The snow geese would soon be leaving. And at 88, it's not like my uncle was going to wait around forever either. So up to Vermont we went.
Uncle Locke?
No.
Hi.
Hello.
We should go see the geese while we can.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go with you.
My uncle, Lachlan McLaughlin Field, looms large in my branch of the family. We were from the suburbs of New York. He collected arrowheads and with his son carved duck decoys. He and my late Aunt Martha spent years in the war, then came to Middlebury where he taught high school art. To us, he was General Patton meets Norman Rockwell.
I can't drive the car anymore. I haven't been out of this. I haven't seen it. You're the first person I've seen in this house in 2 weeks.
No.
That's true.
Well, hardly. It's just that at 88, Uncle Locke recently had to give up cross-country skiing. He's not painting as much.
Sit around. Vegetate.
Not today. We're going to geese.
Pro. What, in case someone steals it?
When was the last time you heard an alarm up here?
I got it.
So, off to Dead Creek, about a 20-minute drive from Middlebury. And on the way, we would do what relatives do this time of year, whether convening to go see a bird or to eat one. We just talked.
So, have you been following all the news? You know, all the fighting in Afghanistan and...
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you something. At my age, all I can remember is fighting. It's been going on for years. Slow down, because you're going to go across the traffic that goes that way. You go straight.
Didn't you fight in the Battle of the Bulge?
Well, yeah, me and several hundreds of thousands of other people.
Yeah, I didn't think you were there by yourself.
Yeah, all alone, I held them up. Yeah, that was sort of cold weather. A lot of snow.
Tell me about Dead Creek. I've been trying to explain it, that it's sort of a resting place where the migratory birds...
Yeah, it's right on the big flyway from north to south, so they flock in there. I've seen geese there you wouldn't believe, but no guarantee this time they're there. See, the weather's getting colder and they aren't going to hang around.
I know.
They go through sometimes in about a thousand. I saw it one day. I walked out the backyard, and snow geese were going by. Mm. They were low, very, very, very low, and they were way back of the house. They were flying single file, And I bet you the line of them was probably 3 football field lengths.
Really?
Long. So I got big. I watched this big chain going. It's up over the top of the trees, down, down, down. Never ever seen it since.
Huh.
Sometimes you can hear them coming, all honking away. Sound exactly like that, if you want to know.
They do. Okay, Uncle Locke, we just saw a sign, Dead Creek Wildlife Management. And the good news is I see some cars up ahead. I see.
There's a lot of times the geese get out in there, see.
Okay.
Right. There they go. See them?
Yep. All right, now
look at the cars here.
I know.
Well, that means a lot of geese. Look at them out there. See them?
Yep. Let's go up there. Oh, look, there's geese.
At Dead Creek, we met up with my cousins and Brian Pfeiffer, a member of the Vermont Audubon Society, who runs several bird tours.
We're seeing regularly Ross's goose. It's a small version of a snow goose. And people think that we're nuts, you know, because we come out here and we look for one Ross's goose. But it's also...
Give me the name of that thing again.
Ross's, R-O-S-S.
Ross's.
R-O-S-S apostrophe S.
Yeah, okay.
Ross's goose.
Goose, huh?
Yeah.
Small. They're out here.
Yeah, I want to see one now.
Yeah,
see,
so do I.
Hey, but look, I'm looking up there. I'm way up, much higher than the others we've seen. There's a V forming. Are they leaving?
Also, if you look right over the parking lot here, is a bird that's hovering. That's a red-tailed hawk hovering. But yes, those birds are leaving. You notice the V formation?
Yeah.
You see how one arm of the V is longer than the other?
Yeah.
They've actually figured out why that is.
Why?
The longer arm has more geese in it.
Oh my gosh! Hundreds, thousands of them! Uncle Locke, look! Thousands!
Around! Yeah.
Something. Here they come.
Wow, this is the best way to look at them.
I will never forget the look on my uncle's face. He'd put on my cousin's cape because of the cold, and when the birds rose up, probably because of that hawk, so did he. It was as if the ground where the snow geese were had been covered with snow, and then someone scooped it all up and threw it in the air like confetti.
One great fall experience. And you had it. I mean, when they all flew over your heads, you know, I mean, that's just... I live for that every fall.
But I saw the snow geese one time going by down through Cornwall.
Yeah.
Looked out back, and it was nothing but a thin white line.
Yes.
As far as you could see. And tree height. Far south, you see?
Okay. We're getting frozen.
That's right. Let's go.
What'd you think?
Think about what?
The geese.
Oh, pretty nice. Yeah, I've seen millions of them, you know.
I know you have. But I saw the look on your face when that group lifted up.
Oh, it's tremendous, isn't it?
Yeah.
With weather like this, they'll be taken off out of here. They'll be gone.
Yeah.
When they go, it's like turning the light off. They're gone.
When you want to get something to eat?
You want to get something to eat?
Yeah.
Not particularly. Why, you?
Yes, I do.
A return visit to the snow geese of Vermont with my late uncle, Lachlan McLaughlin Field, who passed away in 2004 at the age of 91. I think of him often, especially when I see a line of geese stretched across the sky.
A thin white line, as far as you can see, and tree height. Just one long column of them.
When they go, it's like click, turning the light off. They're gone. Thank you.